You're listening to a classic business podcast as heard on Classic 1027. 1027. This is Classic Business with Michael Avery on Classic 1027 in Johannesburg and Fine Music Radio in Cape Town.
Well, what is going on with SAA? Government has told the business rescue practitioners that it's unable to provide the airline with further funding that really portends its imminent death, or at best an orderly winding down. Government's also refused the request to raise funding for the airline in foreign capital markets. So if SAA is unable to raise further funding in domestic markets and owe significant debt to a consortium of local banks, the question now is clearly one of liquidation and what happens next. I've got Dr. Joachim Vermeerten, independent transport economist, and Leon Lowe, CEO of the Free Market Foundation, on the line. Evening, gentlemen. Dr. Vermeerten, kick us off here. Has SAA finally run out of runway?
Well, on the basis of its current situation, it certainly has. But there are three elements to it. The first one is that all the airlines have run out of steam, basically due to a government order to close or to stop operating, so a grounding order. Now, if you look at that element first, in those cases, like 9/11, state aid, financial aid is basically granted to assist the airlines to recover from the damage caused by the grounding orders. So as a result of that, normally such funding is provided to all the airlines, not a discriminatory basis, for example, to state airlines only, but to all airlines roughly equivalent to their market shares before it happened. That is one aspect that hasn't been addressed to date. The next issue is, of course, the restart of airline activities. Any modern economy require airline networks, and preferably competing airline networks. So the restart requires the production of capacity before you actually obtain support in the market. And normally those losses are also covered sometimes in guarantees and sometimes in loans or soft transactions to enable the industry to restart again. And that you can also compare to the 9/11 things recovery, where such funds was provided to private sector airlines, reminding that in the United States there are no state-owned airlines. Then we get to the SAA business rescue process. Now, they haven't published what their final composition would have been, but preliminarily it looked like a scaled-down international operation, a scaled-down regional operation, and only on Joburg, Cape Town, to really balance out the regional situation, then Mango would continue operating the domestic operations. So the problem in that is that if you scale down and under business rescue or its equivalents, you have a decline in market support. Passengers, less passengers support you. And you need then to reduce costs more rapidly to actually, bring down your cost levels to the level of a declining support that you have to actually get going. And that's the area where Israel has not been able to do it in the past. And the current negotiations with the trade unions, the sooner that is resolved, the better. Of course, we don't know what happened today in cabinet level, and the Minister of Finance words of closure could mean a number of things pertaining to the timing and over what period and what the composition is. For example, what happens to Mango? Mango could obviously be sold to get some money in the pool to pay the retrenchments for personnel. And the same with SAA Technical and some of its smaller activities. So in that case, you end up with a very small international operation only, and you have time to close down everything or winding down, as the Department of Public Enterprises had done some time ago with the PNBR, the Pebble Bed nuclear operation.
Modular reactor, yeah.
That's right. And in which case they did pay the retrenchment funds and so on, and they had to ordinarily wind down after the whole operation.
Leon,
then, of course, you sit with two remaining issues. That's a restart. That was mooted by the Minister of Finance some time ago. And I've published recently a full report on the whole issue of Swiss Air and what the risks are and how you should actually do it. So that would normally require foreign investments, and especially a majority investment, so that the decisions made by whoever is in charge of the airline also affects their pockets in the same way.
I just want to bring Leon Lowe in. Just quickly, Dr. Vermeerten, because we are running out of time, and I want to bring Leon in because he is on the line here. Leon, the one area that I don't have a lot of clarity on, perhaps you have some better insights, is on the liquidation. If that is, in fact, what ends up happening, that surely would spark an immediate liability for the government to settle South African Airways short and long-term debt. And this is at a time when public finances are under pressure. And it's a scenario that has been laid bare by the rescue practitioners. How do you see that playing out, that liquidation?
Well, it's very important to understand this conceptually and financially, that if you liquidate SACS or SAA, then you don't have a normal liquidation where there's a dividend distributed to creditors if they're lucky or they must pay in. This is the government defaulting. They belong to the government. In other words, they can't default. For example, the SACS at the moment has unpaid something like 650 million, or 600 million, sorry, 800 million to Airlink because it's been running its booking system. Now, that has to be paid. They've sued, they've got a court order. But if there's a default, we must understand the government defaults. That means the entire South African government is insolvent. That could lead to a cascade that is, you know, on a scale of the COVID lockdown, which is costing us, you know, something like 15 billion per day. And over the period of this, we could have had enough money to build another Medupi or Kusia. But so, yes, what will happen is the liquidation is not really the problem. The problem is what happens to the unpaid debts. That's the problem. Now, what they should have done long ago is privatize. Then they got where that could no longer be done. Bring in a strategic equity partner. That could no longer be done. Then we were banging on about what could be rescuable, the routes. We spoke to Dr. Vermeerten, by the way, who's he's the top favorite expert for me. So I bow to his superior knowledge on all of these issues. But it got to the point where you might be able to rescue some bilaterals, and you might be able to rescue some landing slots. And probably the thing you could rescue most is the brand, and maybe such things like the pilots and some of the staff. That could have been rescued. It seems as if we no longer even have that as rescuable. So the longer this thing is dragged out, the worse it's got. And in the end, we are faced with the South African government defaulting. We must understand this isn't SAA and SACS. They belong to the government. As the government did, it was mentioned with Pebble Bed Reactor. Before that, it was the Small Business Development Agency went bust, and the government had to stand good all its debts. Now, how the government is going to be able to do that with SAA? SACS is small change, relatively, by the way. It should just go. It should just close down, and we shouldn't even actually waste time talking about it. But and the 800 or whatever it is that it owes, Airlink 800 million, has to be paid by the government. But then with SAA, look, there's another issue. The Development Bank lent it 3.5 billion. The Development Bank said it could do so, although it's not within the bank's mandate to do so. It's got to fund development projects. It said it could do it because there was no risk. What that really means is that's code for saying that it was underwritten by the Treasury. In other words, SAA will, the Treasury will have to cough up another $3.5 billion, cough up enough to pay off all the other debts, including lease agreements. So the cost to the government of winding up, liquidating, it's not like liquidating a private company where the creditors lose. The creditors can't lose that. So the cost of winding it up, you're probably looking, Dr. Fitzwilliam will be better at calculating this, but it has been said in Parliament that closing it down would cost $50 billion. So the amount being wasted here by not closing them down quickly, if they don't get on with it, it's just the debt will rise and rise and rise, and that's a debt which the government must pay because, as I say, it's a government debt. You can't think of SAA or SACS as you do as a normal private company. That
private entity.
There's one very important point to make, is the board members, the individuals of both boards, have been knowingly operating an insolvent company, and under company law, they are personally liable for these debts as well. Of course, they're culpable under company law of all sorts of misconduct.
Oh, Leon Loy, CEO of the Free Market Foundation, it is truly a serious situation that the administration has to own up to at this stage. Thank you, too, to Dr. Joachim Vermeulen, independent transport economist. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for from the team tonight. Thank you very much. Thanks to sound engineers Matabataba Radebe and producer Andries Mhlangu, working in very difficult circumstances in different parts of the country. In the words of that great Roman general and philosopher Marcus Aurelius, remember, the soul becomes dyed with the color of its thoughts, so watch out what you think of tonight. Take heart, only 254 days till Christmas. Good night.